We are learning Maseches Bamatzir Daf Kuf Aleph Omed Aleph, and we are starting at the top of the Omed. The Mishnah said before that if Shaltaf Nar, if there was a flood, and his Zaysim landed up going from his property to someone else's property, and it landed up growing there. So the halacha is Yachloiku, because they each say that it's my Zaysim, the other guy says it's my property, and therefore they split it. So the Gemara is going to qualify this halacha. Just remember, first of all, that there's a halacha of Arlo. The first 3 years, you shouldn't be able to eat it at all, because that wouldn't be an argument. You can't eat it. It's Arlo, the first 3 years. But Lamaisa, there's a halacha, if you transport a tree with its earth on the bottom of it, with its stump that's in the earth, and you transport that whole thing, so if it could grow by itself just like that, then let's say put it into a flower pot and it could grow just from that. So then the halacha is it doesn't start over the arla because it's still the same tree. So that's also a halacha to know before we see the next tomorrow. Amu ulan rosh lakish lo yishanu. This whole halacha is a geya el shenekru begusheim ulak hashalosh. The whole din yachloiku is when it was nekar with the gush, and after 3 years. But in the first 3 years, where it's eating because you're able to eat it only because of the gush that was there originally, so hakol shel ba'al zeisim, everything belongs to the ba'al zeisim. Da'amar lei, i'at natata b'seich shalosh, mi'ava achalta? If you would have planted your own tree, the first 3 years you wouldn't have got anyway. So your whole taina is, it's my property, your property ahin, your property aher, it makes a difference. You couldn't get anything the first 3 years, so therefore it's all mine the first 3 years. Afterwards we'll start splitting it. That's what he says. Great, the Gemara.
What do you do with Arla?
Nothing. It's not Arla here. It went with Gusheim, we said. It came with its stump, with its bottom.
It
wasn't olives, it was a tree. The whole tree went to your field.
The
whole tree. And the tree came with the gush. So therefore, right away, immediately, it was producing peiris, and eat the peiris. But the guy says to the Baal HaChatzer, what do you mean it's your property? You can't eat it the first 3 years if you plant something your property. Therefore, I get all first 3 years. But the guy says back.
What can he do with that?
No, it's not Arlo. It's not also another first 3 years because it's well with Begushayim. It came with the goods.
Yeah.
So Fred, that's what I'm saying. That's the whole thing. That's what I'm saying because it wouldn't be again. But Leimalei, he has a tiny of Alchot says no. But Leimalei, Iano not Dilacha Shalosh Havachil Melekula. He tells like this. The Alchot says, if I would have planted myself, so after 3 years I'll be eating everything. Hashto Kaach Achlas Palga Bahadoy. Now I'm going to eat the three with you. And if you look at the second Tosfos, this explains the Taina. He says, if I were to plant myself, and after 3 years, I would eat everything, so then that'll be fine. But now I let your Zaysim be there instead, so I'm giving up my eating that happens after 3 years. So then, if I'm giving up all that eating, I'm giving up half my profits after 3 years, so in the first 3 years you have to let me eat. Because if not, I would have said, get it out of here, I want to plant my own tree. So he says, therefore, it's not a good tiny, a tiny that if I would have planted it. You're right, I wouldn't have ate the first 3 years. But after that, I would have eaten completely. And now you took a room on my property. So Umar changes. Like you also, Rav and I was talking, Umar is the opposite. Lo yishon lo shenekru b'gushayim v'sech shalosh. The din yachloiku is the first 3 years only. That's the din yachloiku. And again, it's not arlo because it went b'gushayim. So it's not arlo. First 3 years, the yachloiku. Aval acha shalosh, hakol balakarka. Everything goes to balakarka. Dom alei, Iano nati la'acha shalosh mi lo yahava achin le'kula. After 3 years, I don't need you anymore. I could have done it myself. So only the first 3 years yachloiku. Afterwards, everything goes to the Baal HaChatzer, Baal HaSada. Right? The Gemara says, why can't I tain it? Lei v'lei, yat natat v'sech shalosh lo yahava achalta. The first 3 years, you only eat him kayach mi, and I gave you half. So I should be able to split with you afterwards. The first 3 years. So he says, no. The property guy tells him, if I would have planted myself a small sapling, it was very small, I would have put under it leeks and vegetables. I would have put under it, and therefore, and beets, I would have put under it. So I would have gained anyway. I would have lost. Now that I had your tree, I lost. So therefore, the first 3 years I split with you because I'm giving you concessions. Because I'm conceding my vegetables I could have grew. So I'm splitting with you. After that, I would have had anyway. So therefore, you have no din in anything. So it comes out, the whole din yachloiku when Shatav Nar is only the first 3 years. After that, no. After that, no. After you can't do that. Tana, omahala, the guy says, Zaysi aninaitel. You know what? I'm taking my Zaysim. He finds it, he had a flood. He looked around and he sees, oh, his zayis tree is growing somewhere else. And he says, they don't want to take it with me. It's mine. Ain't shame aloy. You don't listen to him. Now, Betz of Israel, listen to him. Why not? Why? And even though after, like Latoy speaks out, Al Yisharu Azayis Sham Afish La'acha Gimel HaKosh Val Karka. But Tois does speak out, the Baal Karka has to pay him for the Dmei Zeisim, at least how much saplings cost. That much he has to pay. So, but he can't take it with you. My time, and he'll get paid for the trees at least. My time, Rav Yechonon, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The reason is, because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because we don't want to make Eretz Yisrael look barren without the trees. We want Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we want it to have trees, and that's we don't have to take it away. And we're scared that if you take it, you're going to take it out, and planted some in your field. He's saying, I'm not taking that to throw in the garbage. I'm taking it, put it back in my field. So where am I starting Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So Dr. Muki Yosef, that he'll plant in his, I think this is saying like this, he'll plant in his field, he'll plant his own field anyway, but this thing will be left barren, and that's going to be the problem. We want Eretz Yisrael to be, have trees, that therefore, even if he says he's going to plant somewhere else, let me see what he says exactly. Mustavra, da filo, he writes a little zesek, de la nota mokum achar, in chaimel, and listen, shreim mokum shoikum, yesper lochos, that place, in the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he'll leave that place empty. So that's what he says. Pshat. Rabbi Yechon says that's pshat in halacha. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Gaon Dor Tzricha Rabba. This we did a Rebbe for. I've never had pshat in that. I would think that pshat in the Brice is. This is also Muki Yosef explains. I would think pshat in the Brice of Enchem Olay is because when I take out a tree from his property, it's weakening his property. So maybe it'll be not in the Eretz Yisrael, it'll be in the Chutz La'aretz also, everywhere. So now Rabbi Yechon said no. The reason is that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it's only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. They said Dor Tzricha Rabba. Did a Rebbe for that. Once we mention Dot Tzricha Rabba, we're going to bring down a different sugya, and with the same thing, Rabbi Yechon said, Pshat, and we say Dot Tzricha Rabba. Tanan awesome. We learn to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, it's Mishnah Mesechtas Demai. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, HaMekabel Stei Avoysav Min HaNochri. If someone is Mekabel, a Soda Stei Avoysav, we'll see what that means. Mekabel means he's an Oris on it. He's an Oris. It means he's a sharecropper. And it's a Nochri's field, but it's a Stei Avoysav. So Loch is, my servant Isloy, when before he does the split, you know, when you're a sharecropper, you take, let's say you split it 50-50. I take 50% to the pears and you give 50% of the pears to the guy. Before you split it, you got to take Meister, which is a major loss. Because, for example, on 100 bushels, Meister is around 21%. It's around 21 bushels. So here, you first take off 21 and then I have to split it. I'm giving the guy 50. So I'm going to land up only with 29. That's all I'll land up. If only I take off my son, my chelek, I would only have to take 10.5 off the 50. But now I have to take 21.5 off my 50, so it's a big loss. Ma'aser v'noislan. What's the pshat? This is the Mishnah. What's the pshat? So Avruah, we thought, ma'aser avoysav Eretz Yisrael. Ste avoysav means Eretz Yisrael. My karol is ste avoysav, ste avram mitzav Yaakov. It's a sada avram mitzav Yaakov. V'kasava in kinyon nochi b'Eretz afkiyam yad ma'aser. And we'll hold that a kinyon of a goy is not mafkiyam de ma'aser. It means a goy who has property, bought property Eretz Yisrael, it's still chayav ma'aser. And therefore, chayav ma'aser. U'mekabel chayker dami. And we're going to say, a mekabel is in a chayker. Chayker is someone who pays, basically leases a property. That's partially the take of ma'aser of the payers. The payers don't belong to the guy at all there. He owns all the payers. He leased it. He has to pay the leasing money. And just like a chayker has to pay ma'aser before he gives it, mekabel also has to do that. Ma chayker ben ovad, ben loy ovad bo yisuri. No matter what, you have to take ma'aser or meitan lay and give it to him. The chiparea chayv as dami, because you're paying the chayv. Af mekabel nami, parea chiparea chayv as dami, ma'aser lo yisuri. So we're saying, we think right now, Pshan is Mishnah, is a big chiddush, few chiddushim. First of all, that the goy's kinyan is mechayv and ma'aser. That's number one. And number two is, that a mekabel is like a chayker. Even though Mekabel of Etzem is not chayiv and ma'aser on the Nochri's part, chelik, still you like chayiv and chayiv and his chelik also. Two chedushim right now in the Mishnah. Omer of Kanel Rav Papi, v'amr lo Rav Zvid, elo ad tanya rudo imer, Mekabel stei avoysav v'meitzik. If you Mekabel stei avoysav, for meitzik means a ganiv, who stole your property. Got meitzik Nochri, it says ma'aser v'noisen loy. So you take a ma'aser. It's mashma, only because the guy's a meitzik, or you chayiv and ma'aser. Mar'ir your meitzik, I feel like a meitzik nami, was saying that there's ein kinyan Nochri lafkia. It's mashma only because he's a ganiv, does it still have kedushas Eretz Yisrael? But if he would own it, it wouldn't have kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But we're saying like that. We just said not like that. So Moshe says you're right. The la'olam yesh kinyan nochi Eretz Yisrael afkiyam yad ma'aser. Be'etzem the goy's kinyan is mafkiyam de ma'aser. It doesn't have kedushas Eretz Yisrael anymore. Umekabel lav kol gedami. Umekabel not kol gedami. Umaystei avoysav. What is the avoysav? That's dam. Regular property Eretz Yisrael is owned by a goy, and you're a sharecropper. You don't take off ma'aser. It belongs to the goy. A sharecropper on a goy's property, a child does not take a ma'aser. What are we talking about here? This is talking about this guy bought your family's field. My stay of Yosef, stay of Yosef Mamish. And they made a knas. They say, when you're a sharecropper, you got to take off Maisa. If someone else is a sharecropper, he doesn't have to take off Maisa. It belongs to the guy. But when you, a child of that father, takes this property, you have to take off Maisa. It's a knas. V'lideu the kontur rabbanon. The aydi the chaviv elah, tvei, v'ozul mekabale. Even though you'd hear that you're going to have to take off Maisa, you're still going to be mekabel that property. A regular guy, if you told me he has to take off Maisa, he ain't going to do a sharecropper on his property. And what's pshat? We gave him a knas. Believe my time a kansua, rabbanon, or Rav Yechon Kedesh Tei Baro B'Yadoi. In order that he should feel bad now that he's paying maaseh, he want to coin it for himself. He doesn't want to have to give the guy 50% and he's taking off maaseh on the guy's thing also. We want him to be bruro mechzekas b'yadoi. We want him to buy it back. So therefore, we made a shtick. Anytime a child goes onto this field, he has all these extra taxes, and therefore he didn't want to buy it. That's why he made his halacha, and it's because Yishevet Shal basically to get it back. And this is Rav Yechon's pshat. Rav Yechon says that the reason is to a bar v'yadet. Om Rav Yechon going dot shvicha rabba. For this, we need a rebbe to explain it to us. We need someone as big as rabba. For not for the rabba, we never chap this misvara pshat in this halacha. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Another halacha. Itmar. We learned. This is the sugya of yoyred. Yoyred means someone comes into my property and proves my property. And I'm not moicha, but I didn't ask him to do it either. So what's the halacha? Do you have to pay for it or not? A guy comes into my property and he starts planting trees. You know, it's my beautiful barley field, starts planting trees. I never asked you to do it. He wasn't moicha. But does he have to pay for it or not? That's the sugya of yoyred. Itma. Hayoyred l'sech sada chaveri v'not l'sloy v'shos. Someone went into his friend's field and he planted l'sloy v'shos. He figured, you know, he'll make some money this way. The guy will pay him, he'll be happy. So what do you do? Omer rav, shomun loy v'yodoy al tachtoyna. He gets paid, but yod al tachtoyna, that means if the field improved, then you give him the hoitzah, how much the expenses were. But if the improvement was less than the expenses, you only give him the improvement. For example, if it improved by $200, the expenses were $150, you give him $150. If the expenses are $150, but it only improved $100, you give him only $100, even though he won't get payback for his expenses even. V'shmul amar, no. You figure out how much it costs to plant fields. It sounds like you're paying full price. Omra pop of Lepliga is not a machlaikas. Kan besoda suyalita? Kan besoda shena suyalita? The Gemara answer, Papa says like this. The Shmuel is talking about a case where this soda was oimit for fruit trees. It was zoned for fruit trees. He'll have to do it anyway. So if this guy does it, he's not moiche, it's kilu he made him a shliach, and therefore he has to pay him full price. Mashenki and Rav is talking about a case where it was not a field that was zoned for trees, and you put trees in now. So there you only pay him the minimum, you pay him only the other atachlaina. And the Gemara says, V'hod the Rav la feresh itma, it's not a first Rav, el mechlola itma. I learned that from a story where we saw Rav Shita. The Huda also came the Rav. The story came from a Rav where someone planted trees. Amalei, so Rav says, zil shumlei, go figure out how much it cost. And the Gemara explains out, he was not sure if it was a suyalit or not. He just said, go figure it out. Amalei, loy bina, I don't want it. Amalei, okay, zil shumlei v'yada atachtayna. Okay, so yada atachtayna, because you said you didn't want it, So the other out of time, you pay him the least expense, whatever's more, expenses or improvement. On Malay, he says, more, loy bina, I want to take it away. I don't want it at all. I'm not paying for anything. I don't get out of here. Lasoiv, so therefore you don't have to pay. Well, Lasoiv, Chazia, the code, God drove come into late. They saw he put a fence around it and he was taking care of it. So on Malay, looks like you're happy with it and you want it. Therefore, go pay him full price. You have to pay him full price. Itmar, a similar shiloh. Someone has a churva in his property. It's a house that is looks like it was disrepair, whatever. It's not usable right now. He goes in and he repairs it. He does construction. He repairs it. And then he says, "So loch is to get yada out of lesson." But here the guy wants. Here's a new story. Like the Rishonim speak out, if the Baal Churva already said, you know what, I'm going to pay for it, then it's too late. You can't take it away. But let's say before the guy agreed to pay for it, he says, you know what, I'm taking back my Eitzim Vavonim. I'm taking back my stuff I put into it. Rav Nachman Amos Shemulay, you could do that. Rav Shemulay, you don't list him. So Rav Chalik is if you list him or not. If he has a right to take back his stuff.
Why is it any different than that? I steal from you a kairon and put it into my
Right. No, but here, I'm willing to take it out. So, no, here, there is where the Ghana put in his house. He's living there already. Here, the guy repaired his house, and the guy never was masking that he wants it yet. He never was masking. So the guys, the builder says, you know what, I'm taking it away. I see it's not worth it, I'm just taking it with me. So it's machlokes, we could do that. Or you just make the guy pay. That's the machlokes. So we'll see why you wouldn't do that. It has to be used for itself, like Marzan said. You list him to take away his eitz mavanim. Zilam in shaymeloi. Leimer Rav Nachman who says that shaymeloi domakay b'shamay. So no, who domakay tana that learns it's not a machlokes b'shamay b'zila. Tanya shaymeloi. Divrei Rav Shimon Elazar. It means a kuliyam. So Rav Nachman holds that's a kuliyam. Holds that shaymeloi. It's not a machlokes b'shamay b'zila. My avar law. What's a lachol ma'isa? Omrav Yaakov, Omrav Yechron, bebayis shaymeloi. By on top of kufa alpha on base, bebayis if you're a churban you build a bazar v'shos you're shaymeloi. Besada ain't shaymeloi. By besada you don't listen to him. Why not? Besada my time, huh? Mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael. It's yishuv. Mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael. You don't take back your saplings after you planted trees and improved his property. You now take it away because yishuv eretz Yisrael. Ikedar mishum chasha d'ara because of chasha of the land. But that stamazay might be now. You can be now chuslars. Even chuslars is a problem. And like Tosis speaks out that even though before we said yishuv eretz Yisrael, here you could agree chosh da'ari. You know why? The difference is before it was by mistake the nahar planted the zaysim. So there, if as chosh da'ari, I can take it with me. It's not my. I didn't plant it. I didn't ruin your property. It's not my fault. I can take it with me. But yishuv eretz Yisrael not. But in here, there's a tzad chosh da'ari. Why? Because I planted it there. Now I want to take it away. That's not right. You can't do it to the guy's property, ruin his property by planting and taking it away. That weakens his property. There, you can't do it. It's two gears, it's two lashonos here. What is this? Yishuv eretz Yisrael or alts kechosh odara. But coming out, bias is not a shal of Yishuv eretz Yisrael. The Rosh Hashanah actually asks, the lechayra, I would say that bias is maybe more Yishuv eretz Yisrael, no? To have houses. That's what the Rosh Hashanah asks over here. He asks, lechayra adraba, bias shaykh fe Yishuv. Can a mashma of Shilya Erechin, the Omar Abelazo, Ba'ara Yisrael, oisin sod the migrash, layer migrash, kadesh yichrivu as Ara Yisrael. It brings right later on the Gemara also. So he says maybe a fruit tree already is better than houses. That's what he wants to tie in. Fruit tree is the best. Takan Eretz Yisrael, they grow fruit trees. You know, this comes from the Gemara.